You're with Off the Bench around Australia. A lot of commentary coming in this morning that suggests you may have indeed emailed the questions you wanted to be asked over to the said lunch yesterday. Surely not, Vix. Surely you haven't emailed over the questions.
That'd be stupid.
And the list of questions that you wanted to be asked.
Yeah, yeah, what?
Ask me about my district, Dave.
Oh, I did not say. Geez, you're a goose. No, I had nothing to do with any of that, no. Craig. I got up and just started answering questions.
You embedded the questions.
And maybe elaborating with what I call a bit of detail.
Right, this is Off the Bench for Maccas and for Tyre Power. The selected Falcon tyres, 25% off at the moment at Tyre Power. But it's time now for
the third person self-congratulator for John Allen Better Home Living. The John Allen Better Home Living sale continues.
You couldn't throw me a bone or two, Hussie, after I helped buddy build you.
I'm not saying I changed the game, but I did.
Well, put it this way, Dusty's the only player I don't get insulted being compared to. Oh.
Alexander the Great wept when he realised that there was no more world to conquer. That's a little bit how I felt after the last at sale today.
Taggart goes bang!
Like a little master, I went, yeah, Sachin Ten Taggart.
Delsano, skillful.
My friends call me Robbo. You can call me Robocop.
I know that I'm a great football player. You know, I know I've been great. I know I will be great. And I'll continue to be great.
I need a little bit of Liam time.
You can get Dwayne's Word on Twitter. You can get Dwayne Russell on Twitter. You can get Dwayne Russell on Instagram if you want to have a look at, you know, whatever I'm doing over daytime.
The other daytime game beautifully too. And cheerio to Dwayne O. He'll be listening.
He is listening.
This is Off
he's
the Bench.
He just sent me another Gary Senior story.
Oh, you fixed him now. Look at that. We'll get to the more Gary Ablett Senior stories after 10, I think, this morning. They go down very, very well. Leaderboard at the John Allen Better Home Living, where the sale, by the way, continues at John Allen Better Home Living. The sale continues. Go in and see Brendan and his team at John Allen Better Home Living. Leaderboard at the moment. D Taggart, or Sachin Ten Taggart, 22. Old Mate Pix 11. Grant Denyer, the real Grant Denyer, and the TV Grant Denyer on 10. And the Motorsport Grant Denyer. Flem on 8, Tim Payne on 6, others like Warren on 5.
The motorsport.
But there's all versions, every Grant Denyer is on 10. Right, let's go. 20 votes. First up, Andrew Bensley makes his debut with 2.
2 votes? How many are you going with?
20 votes.
20 voter. Okay.
2 to Hoss.
And that is at Sandown Lakeside, Sandown Hillside. Sandown Hillside, Bensley. Get it right.
Yeah. 2 votes.
2 votes.
And, of course, the humbly named Bensley. 2 votes, which is the right name for it, by the way. 2 votes to Ben Simmons. How does he go defensively, Ben?
Defensively, I feel like that's just effort. I do feel like I'm the best defensive player in the league.
2 votes, picks for that.
Well, he's going well.
Love this story from Dylan Alcott, who's a great character. He gets 2, and I think he almost accepts that he deserves these votes. Have a listen to the name dropping.
And 18 months later, the Wu-Tang Clan couldn't get back into Australia because Ghostface, Inspector Deck, and a couple others had gun charges from like 92. So they got blocked. So I didn't think this played a role at all, but I wrote a letter to the Department of Immigration. I was like, hi, it's Dylan Alcott, OAM, wheelchair tennis player. You know, when I was in hospital, Wu-Tang got me through, like mayonnaise all over it. And guess what? The next day they got in.
Oh, my God.
So the RZA, the head of Wu-Tang, called and was like, yo, Dylan, thanks for getting us in. So that's one.
Yep.
It sounds like a bit of a name drop, but I've met Calvin Harris, who was a good bloke.
And I
had a little peck off Kesha.
Already out 2.
That's 2 big ones.
Every day of the week. Brad Hardy gets 2 votes for his work here in the West.
Well, the one I'd already been across deck was Barry Cable, naturally, because obviously he played for Perth. I think it was my 6th game of football. I played on Barry at Fremantle Oval. He was captain coach of East Perth in those days.
Did he carve you up that day, Brad? Did he carve you up?
No, I taught him a lesson.
And he's unlucky the zipper was on the buttons at that stage, and bingo, 2 votes. Right, 2 votes to Corey Williams.
Homicide,
for his efforts here last Saturday with the impact he's having. 2 votes.
I should be invisible, but that's the impact that I have on these players. They just be like, you know what? I just want to shut him up. He talks so much. Have you ever seen the face of an NBL? Go see a commentator and talk trash to the commentator after he scores. I've never seen that in my life. In no sport, maybe the NBA, but I've never seen that in my life outside of that. That goes to show you the impact that I'm having.
He might be worth another few minutes homicide if he's happy to take our call. Before
I'm not going for Chardonnay with him. It's super.
A lot of feedback to last Saturday. Negotiations breaking down between you and homicide on where you would actually meet to do the deal.
He actually agreed in the end that he would come and have a couple of pots.
He wanted Supernoval and Chardonnays, and he wanted College Lawn and Pots and Palmers.
Yeah, it
broke down in the middle. It's
called a negotiation, Craig.
Two votes. Sorry to you, Picks. Mate, you get two for this subtle. I couldn't resist inserting yourself. Two voter.
We did as a school.
Did you?
Yeah, we played Campanown College. Paul Broderick played for Campanown.
Yep.
I think they beat us by, it was like 18 to 20 goals to one. Happened to kick the one, though.
Happened to kick the one?
Yeah, it's probably worthy of a couple of votes.
How many votes do you reckon this man should get? He's on 22. I speak, of course, for this, of David Taggart.
There you go. Finished off with an $11 winner. Governor Landy, thank you very much.
Mate.
Three votes, the Taggart.
Let's give him three. He's going to 25.
No doubt. Well picked. But a drum roll if you can. He makes his debut at five. He doesn't make his debut. He's already on four. He moves to nine.
He's into fourth spot.
And into fourth spot here. And that is from SEN Track, our very own Fitz Magic, Miles Feisner, for these four efforts. First this.
Give me a bloody job, Hutchie. I need a bloody job in the seat. Give me a job 3 weeks in a row. I'm that good.
I'm that good gets five.
Just five votes.
In this.
See, I don't want to tell you what I got at school because then you go, I'm not in the same category. I was good at school. I topped my geography exam. They accused me of cheating because they didn't think that I was capable enough.
Keeps going, Picks. He's getting invited to events now.
Oh, boy.
Fringe Festival here. I went to the opening of the Disco Wonderland and the 27 Club last night. Like two of the best shows at the Fringe Festival here in Adelaide. I got invited to the launch party, like the afterwards.
And then on the Sundays, what sort of team are they, Picks?
Yeah, this is turning into the number one rated show at SEN, the Sunday Trackside A team.
I reckon five every day.
Five is very, very generous. The Fringe Party, you would have seen my daughters there. Not at the launch party, they wouldn't be, I hope. But the Fringe in Adelaide's fantastic. Fringe Festival over there.
Yeah, I was talking to the boys out the back, and they said, oh, we only got invited to the Fringe event. Why didn't you get invited to the main event?
Oh, Craig. Hey, I've just got one more. I've got another one for Gary Senior.
Oh, yeah. 25, by the way, Taggart. Pickering, 13. The real Grant Denyer and the TV Grant Denyer and the Motorsport Grant Denyer on 10 and 9 for Fitzmagic.
Yeah, so they're basically...
But John Allen, Better Home Living.
Correct. So Dwayne Owen and Buddha Hocking and Gary Senior did a clinic down in Geelong back in the day.
Get the music ready, Zip.
Buddha and Pipe had hardly played a game. Teacher asked the kids to get in three lines for us to kick the ball to them. There was one line of 30 kids long and the other four kids who knew nothing about footy lined up for Buddha and I. So 30 into Gary Senior's line.
Yep.
So that's where all the kids. It was just that big a deal, Senior.
There you go. That's the story.
That's a pipe story.
Oh, no, Fix.
It's a true story.
Oh, come on.
And that's what it was like, though. He's a rock star.
It needs a little bit more work, that story.
Oh, would you want to add some mayonnaise to it? It's not my story.
At state training. Did you know everyone at state training,
no,
Gary?
No, I'm not saying that.
Is it true that he used to ask at state training?
At the back of a line, who's this bloke? Who's this bloke? It was his turn. Who's this bloke?
He did not.
He did.
Some of the biggest names in the game. He didn't recognise or had to.
Said it straight, Shane. Who's this bloke? Kicking it to me. It's Gary Lyon, mate. Right. Over the next end, forgets his name. Who's this bloke? It's Gary Lyon, mate. He's the captain.
The biggest names didn't know any of them.
Oh, I know he did.
Yeah, that was an example name.
But that was just, I'm using that as an example. Yeah. But that one might have been right. It's a damn captain. Oh boy!
It couldn't get necessarily away with that these days as a big star. It'd get corrected.
It's not deliberate. It's not a deliberate thing. It's just how it is.
Walk in rarefied air, the stars.
Yeah,
no doubt about
it. But they meet that many people. That many people come up to him.
It was the great era. Is it true he didn't know David Campese was when he turned up at training? Oh, the best player in the world.
That's my go-to story. That's my go-to story. I need a bit more time than that to set that bugger up.
Line that one up after 10.